Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Since Jesus Christ was unquestionably a man who came into the human family and walked 33 years among men, would it be legitimate to say he was also God? Does not calling any man God sound blasphemous to you? Yet Jesus accepted equality with the Father, John 5:17. He claimed that he and the Father were one. He prayed to God on one occasion, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world also may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:21. Jesus did not correct Thomas when he confessed, my Lord and my God. John 20:28. If Jesus were not God, he believed he was and acted like it. Hebrews 1 provides a number of reasons why God has spoken to this generation through Jesus and not through the angels. Angels had a part in revealing God's message to the Jewish nation. But God does not speak through the law anymore. He speaks through His Son. Hebrews 1:1-7. After comparing and contrasting Christ and the angels, the Hebrew writer said, but unto the Son He says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Hebrews 1:8. Do you know who the spokesman is in the preceding verse? Who said to Jesus, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever? It was God the Father, Psalm 47:6-7. There is no higher authority in the universe than God the Father. And yet he addressed the Son as God. Jesus was not God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. He was and is God the Son. But please notice further what God says about Jesus. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1:8. The term fellows in this context would refer to other heavenly beings like the angels. God also said, and thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Hebrews 1:9. Could that language be used of any ordinary mortal? God himself called Jesus Lord, a title which was reserved for deity in the Old Testament. The terms God and Lord tell us beyond question that Jesus really is God. Verse 9 also tells us that Jesus created the world. Thou hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. I am aware that Shirley MacLaine and other New Age gurus claim they created the world, but they are either deluded or arrogant. The only things the New Agers create is confusion. Only God can lay the foundations of the earth. The heavens are the works of His hands, not man's. This is further proof that Jesus Christ really is God. God manifests in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. The Hebrew writer says the world will perish, but Jesus Christ will remain. All created things shall wax old as does a garment. But Jesus Christ is the same, and His years will not fail. Hebrews 1:11-12. The Hebrew writer also affirms that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Could we ever use that kind of language concerning any human being? Only God never changes. He is always the same. These verses confirm what I have read to you from other passages, and that is, Jesus Christ really is God. Do you believe in Him? Have you obeyed His Word? Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.